This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Now, in some international headlines also earlier this month, the California Senate passed a bill that would eventually classify most gig economy workers as employees instead of independent contractors. And while this has been seen as a major victory for the organized labor movement in California as well as in the U.S. broadly, the passing of the bill is by no means a guarantee that drivers in the state will become employees.
So drivers or individual cities will need to challenge these businesses in court to apply the ABC test, a test where employers need to prove their workers are actually independent contractors rather than full employees.
So Uber looks ready to apply the ABC test, claiming that drivers are not core to the company's business model, one of the stipulations of the test itself. So for the possible implications of this to Uber and Lyft, we speak to Daniel Ives, Managing Director for Equities Research at Wedbush Securities. Now, Wedbush has an outperform on Uber with a target price of $58 and an outperform on Lyft with a target price of $75. Now, thank you very much for joining us, Dan, this morning. How serious will this be? Two ride-hailing players' financials, in your view, especially since they are still loss-making?
Yeah, I mean, look, this continues to be a major overhang for Uber and Lyft, and really a big worry for investors, because putting some numbers around it, I mean, for Uber, this could be $400 to $500 million more per year, and it fundamentally really impacts the business model, and that's really the worry for investors. And this is definitely a white-knuckle period for investors in Uber and Lyft, just given what we're seeing out of California and AB5.
And just based on your estimates, what do you think the cost increases as a result of this kind of ruling?
Look, I think the jury's still out in terms of, you know, what it's going to mean, because, you know, if you straight line it for the business model, it's $500 million more incremental cost to an Uber, $100 million to Lyft, based on our estimates. But the question is, how do they navigate drivers? And the vast majority of drivers drive less than 20 hours. Are those going to be full-time employees? They can't. So there's a lot of unintended consequences for drivers as well as the companies and the overall gig economy. And I think it's something where, you know, that's really the worry here, not just for Uber and Lyft, but there's other companies across ride-sharing and across the food delivery, which are negatively impacted.
And Dan, Uber and Lyft are pushing back against this law through negotiations and potentially through a ballot initiative. But do you think there's a more middle ground approach that we are missing here?
Well, yeah, it's a great question, because we also believe that behind the scenes in California, they're trying to work some middle ground here. And I think there's definitely a lot of negotiation going on. And that's something that could potentially be a positive if it ultimately transpires. But we also believe if they do pass this more drastic negative law for Ubers and Lyfts in California, they'll have to ultimately fight this in the court system. And I think ultimately they have to, because if they do not, you know, this will cast a very long shadow on the companies for years to come.
And Dan, while we have you on the line, let's also take a look at the wider tech sector. How concerned are you about regulatory and antitrust concerns for the FANGs, in particular with regard to Facebook and Google?
Mm-hmm. Look, it's a concern at this point. We ultimately, as we've talked to investors about this at length over the last 6 months, we think it's going to result in more fines rather than structural change to the business model. But right now, in terms of the beltway, the teeth are out. I mean, they're going for big tech. And this beltway versus big tech battle, you know, it's definitely a worry for investors. But we do not believe it's going to significantly impair the business models, which ultimately is why we continue to be bullish on these stocks. And I think at this point, the bark is worse than the bite in terms of what this is ultimately going to be. But that's why, no doubt, this is a... And I think it's a heightened period for investors focused on what's coming out of Washington, D.C., especially as it's Facebook, it's Google, and we think Apple is probably next on the antitrust train.
Thank you very much, Dan. And that was Daniel Ives, Managing Director for Equities Research at Wedbush Securities. And I think one of the biggest question marks about this whole new legislation implemented in California is how it's really going to impact the drivers. Because as Dan referred to, most drivers drive less than 20 hours per week, and almost three quarters of them drive for less than 10 hours. So I think Lyft has said that some of these drivers will need to be offloaded. So it's how things are going to proceed from here. That's the big question.
I think the law in itself is not a bad idea, because a lot of these people would need some kind of protection, whether in the form of their contract or whether in the form of welfare protection. Certainly, they need to put some flesh in the definition of what is a worker, what belongs to the company and what not. Because I think one issue is that you can't expect each and every driver to negotiate for themselves, right? So the law at some point would have to step in and says, all right, this is how it's done, all right? We're going to set the standards here on how you're going to treat gig workers and just give them some protective rights.
Yeah, because Uber and Lyft, right, if you look at the business model, it's really very clever. It's to minimize all their fixed costs so they don't and have as little fixed assets as possible, which is why they don't own the cars and the drivers are seen as contractors. But against this backdrop is the fact that workers or drivers are very much core of their business, yet they define them as contractors. So it's very clever, I would have to say, but whether it is fair is the big question. At the same time, Uber and Lyft, of course, have their pressures because Uber lost $5.2 billion in the last quarter.
Only.
Okay. When you think about it, it sounds like an incredible, insane amount of money, right?
It's probably peanuts to them, yeah. Is the thing.
Well, Lyft lost real peanuts. They only lost $644 million US dollars.
That's nothing.
It's nothing,
yeah.
Right?
Pocket change.
Yeah, it's pocket change. So these two guys, clearly, you know, as much as they can, they would want to avoid defining these workers as full-time employees because this would definitely raise costs. I mean, Dan already says at least $400 to $500 million US dollars a year in increased costs. And with this kind of headline losses every quarter, they can ill afford to do it. But there has to be some middle ground, because if you're talking about workers who, let's say, make very little money and have no social protection, doesn't seem very fair when you think that perhaps the CEOs of Lyft make much, much more. And, you know, at one point when their shares do go up, their ESOS would be worth a lot of money, but the people that actually put their heart and soul and drive every day seem to be left out of this game.
Yeah, they're ones who are actually supporting the valuation of those respective companies. But also, on the other hand, if you argue from the viewpoint of Uber and Lyft, right, and any other ride-sharing, and in fact, any other company that hires the freelance operators, you could argue that they could actually bake in such rights through a kind of pricing. Like, you're effectively saying that the government is stepping in to provide some kind of minimum wage to you, because either it's explicit in the form of what you earn, your wage per hour, or they reduce that and channel some of those resources to protection, right? Protection costs, as our guest has said, that there would be some cost to Uber and Lyft. I mean, to Uber is to the extent of $500 million. That's quite a lot of money. Mm. And that might hit at the kind of pricing they give to their freelance drivers today.
Indeed. And while this legislation in California does set a precedent, it remains to be seen whether or not it will be taken up across the wider U.S. Right now, Uber's share price is at $30.29 per share, down 3.9% on a daily basis. Lyft's at $41.35, down 1.3%.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.